And there's nothing really to complain about right now. We're really enjoying our new house. And so everything's going well. My birthday is coming up. And I'll talk about that more on my next episode, probably, if I remember to. But I'm turning the big 40. And I'm not dreading that, but I'm not necessarily looking forward to it either. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a catch up with me. And then I wanted to turn it over to my former self.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm not dreading that, but I'm not necessarily looking forward to it either.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2755. FBFO for Fright, the 17th of August, 2018, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all gonna try to catch up some more. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Crooked Hats, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It is going well. Y'all, before I tell you why your old Crooked Hat today, I just want to remind everyone that the final State of the Station for the Pride 48 Nolens is this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern Daylight Time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. And, oh, Big Fatty, I hear the thunder boomers outside. Yo, we're having a thunderstorm right now. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, if you're going to Nolens or not, y'all come on over there to pride48.com to the chat room. Join us. We will have some last-minute information. And reminders for everybody that's going. Y'all, we'll have reminders for folks who can't be with us in person. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, Pride 48, it hinges greatly on the chat room. It hinges greatly. Big Fatty, right? So it's important that we have lots of people precipitate in that, and y'all put that on your mocking calendar. Yes, Big Fatty. Today, the 17th of August, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting Big Fatty the birth canal. Y'all, I gotta tell you something. It is pouring rain right now. If the old gal was here, y'all, she'd be touching herself inappropriately. Yes, Big Fatty. It's like vodka coming from the sky. Big Fatty. Vodka from the sky. Y'all, the first celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, I don't know if this person is still listening or not, but y'all, they attended, I believe, the very first Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, it's Mola Man. Yes, Big Fatty, Mola Man. Anyway, like I say, I'm not sure if Mola Man has come to his senses and moved on, or if he's still stuck in a rut listening to the BFO. Big Fatty, who knows? We can always we'll have hope for him for sure. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's one of the founders of the Pride 48. Y'all, I just gotta say, he is working his tushy off, getting ready for Pride 48 in Nolens. Y'all, he used to be old Crooked Hat, but y'all, as of today, he's old Crooked Hat. Big Betty. Y'all, it's none other than Adam Burns. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all. And I got to tell you, doing yeoman's work, y'all. He's going to be driving down from Arkansas down to Nolens. And I think he's arriving on Wednesday along with Big Fatty, and about 20 to 25 others are arriving on Wednesday. So, y'all, if you see Mola Man or Old Crooked Hat on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And you know Mittens will wake him up at midnight. Mola Man, no, Old Crooked Hat. And y'all, Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Yes, it's me, Paul the Shire.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm well. You're
up in Scotland.
Oh.
Yes, up in Scotland.
Doing a jig? No, that's Ireland.
I'm hoping to hear from Nessie soon.
Nessie, yes. Oh, yes.
When we see him, we will get him to say hello to you.
Please
but,
do.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm up here. I've got my bagpipes. I'm wearing a kilt.
Oh.
And I've just eaten the haggis.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Chasing the haggis around the Highlands last night.
Oh, haggis is intestines.
You know, they really don't want to be caught and eaten for breakfast.
Do you eat?
It's quite inconsiderate of them.
Do you eat that on a special chair?
But, you know, the haggis, they really are a menace, an absolute menace to society. They eat the farm's crops.
Oh.
And really, they do.
You've mistaken.
Shame, but
you've mistaken.
There's nothing for it but to,
mistaken.
Put them on your plate.
No, you've mistaken haggis. It's
anyway,
vile.
I'm off around the town, and I'm expecting it to be arriving soon.
Oh, he's just flying
he's
in.
He's coming up by UFO. And,
oh, of course. Like I said, flying
by
in.
Train. To be honest, Ike's spaceship isn't exactly the fastest thing in the world.
No,
at
no, it's kind of like the old gal's stair chair.
Or going on the train. They're both pretty bad experiences, to be honest.
Oh, dear Gussie.
I don't know if you heard.
No.
I don't know if you heard, but...
I didn't.
I found out the other day that...
What?
Well, you see, I had to look after,
who?
You know, about Ike's peepers, the little frogs that
Poppy
sent over.
Oh, yes, jeepers, creepers, Ike's peepers.
Well, we had to babysit them.
Uh-oh.
And it was because Ike was going away. Can you guess where Ike was?
Well, he probably
a bit of gossip.
No.
Ike went
Where'd
to Uranus.
Where did he go? Where? Yeah. In my anus?
Yeah. Well, you know that. Ike's a big fan of Uranus.
Oh,
and,
I've
never been myself, but
there
are apparently lots of things to do in Uranus.
He
was going there for Botox.
Oh.
You know, Botox. He's so vain. I can't believe it.
Well, you know.
He looks perfectly fine to me, to be honest.
Better than
but
bleaching.
That's where he was. He didn't like me mentioning
most
it.
Most people going to Uranus are looking
there,
for
come back early
anal bleaching.
I was teasing him that he'd gone to have Botox, but actually, well...
Blow
if you're considering having Botox on Uranus, then
bleaching.
I don't think you need to.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You're
Uranus,
very kind.
Too. I mean, nothing wrong with yourself at all.
Oh no,
anyway, that's enough jokes about Uranus.
Examination.
Uranus.
Yes, in a special chair.
All right. That's
All
enough
right.
for me.
Yes.
I'll speak to you later. That's me. Paul the Shire.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
From Uranus.
Oh,
bye-bye.
No, not from my anus. Okay.
Oh, bye, poodle.
Bye.
Sorry.
No problem. Lovely
apologies.
To hear from you. No apologies necessary. Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shire Yeti. And first of all, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And I'm delighted. I'm just delighted that you're enjoying Scotland and that Big Fatty's probably back now. You've been holding that one for you. I'm telling you, I'm behind on these voice letters. Anyway, thank you for the compliments about my anus, and we look forward to whenever you run into Nessie up there, and enjoy the hat. You do know what I think. Go goggle haggis. You'll not eat it anymore. Beep, Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Ron, the Hot Daddy. Listen, Big Fatty, I need to talk to the complaint department. So, go ahead and play the complaint department music.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Oh, that's right. You don't have complaint department music. Well, let me just say this, Big Fatty. You have turned my husband into a raging alcoholic with the shots that he's taking. Every time you mention, and I won't say the name, please, Big Fatty, knock it off. Love you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Ron, the Hot Daddy. And first of all, Ron, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, I don't understand what he's talking about. Well, you know that that game shot game that Haunt Cub came up with. Big Fatty, I don't remember what it was all about. Well, here, maybe this will be a little clue for you. Lefevre, a Haunt Cub takes a shot. It's true. And Ron, I'm so sorry that I did not realize I mentioned Alex Lefevre's name that much. No, because I didn't know you mentioned Alex Lefevre's name that much. I will do my best to see if I can rein in my mentions of Alex Lefevre in the future. By the way, you know, Alex Lefevre was on our Butt First little show this week, but Alex Lefevre will not be on Butt First this week. Y'all, it's going to be the Faye Driver. Going to be the Faye Driver on Butt First this week. Actually, Alex Lefevre is going to... where is he going? I think he's going to P-Town. Big Fatty, is that where Toppy Smelly lives? No, that's where Toppy Smelly wishes. Big Fatty, that's a different kind of P-Town. Well, anyway. So, Ron, I will do my best to not overdo the use of Alex Lefevre's name. Big Fatty, I think we're well on our way to never ever saying Alex Lefevre's name ever again. Big Fatty.
It's me, Haunt Cub, calling for my jalopy. Thank you for playing along with my drinking game. I absolutely love it. Now, the reason I'm calling is, first of all, I'm so glad that you explained and finally told the world today about Princess Hannah's engagement, because waiting for her to call about it was like walking on nails. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Anyway, I knew about it for a while, and I thought, now she's calling us about her dang receipts, but she can't even tell us she's happily engaged. What's up with that? Anyway, congratulations on the engagement, Princess Hannah. You deserve all the happiness in the world. Also, I have a question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is
is too much, Baker.
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are Ask Big Fatty question. Big Fatty, is it from Alex Lefebvre? No, it is from Jay the Hot Cub. Hot Cub, what you got?
Okay, so it's just a quick one. I'm wondering, now that you're retired, you're a gentleman of retired means, has your time for taping the little show changed any? Or are you still taping in the evening before the episode is released? So, like, for today's show, did you tape it last evening? Or are you taping, did you tape it this morning? Inquiring minds must know. Anyway, sorry it's been a while since I've called. Love you, Big Fatty. Love you, Poodle.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is the Hot Cub. Yes, Big Fatty. First of all, Jay, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and this is an excellent question. You know, when Big Fatty was working, I would come home from the coal mine and change my clothes and fix me some water or whatever, and I'd sit down and record the little show. So I guess that would be about, what, about a little bit after 5 p.m. in the afternoon I'd start. Now, I do it a little. Big Fatty, you said do-do. I do it a little earlier in the day. Like, as of right now, it is 4 p.m. in the afternoon on Thursday as I'm recording this. But not it hadn't changed a whole lot. No, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all now remember just a week from today, well, the Pride 48 kicks off at 5 p.m. Central. You know, that'll be the only time zone that matters this time next week. That's 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific with the pink carpet. And we go from there. Y'all, the whole schedule is over there at pride48.com. Just go to the event tab and hit schedule, and you'll see it. Y'all hadn't heard from Jimmy Band a while, so y'all have got a couple of right kerfuffles from Joe in Dallas. You know, he's driving down to Nolens for the weekend. And Big Fatty, and y'all, this one seemed appropriate for Pride 48 and coming down to Nolens. It says, I go to this job interview. My back is killing me. The employer asks, what happened? I said, I got rear-ended. She says, that's just terrible. But you look okay. Is the car all right? I said, I never said I was in a car accident. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Don't forget, State of the Station, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, y'all, and then at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, old Cricket Hat and the Faye Driver and I will be live over there at Pride 48 for the first Big Fatty Alex Lefebvre. No, Alex Lefebvre will not be there. No, okay, but he'll be listening. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, old Cricket Hat. And, Adam, I know you're getting excited about New Orleans. What about the horror pub crawl?
I'm not dreading that, but I'm not necessarily looking forward to it either.
Oh, you'll like it when we go to the corner pocket, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.